Shovels pierce the dirt to commemorate the start of a mitigation project that has been years in the making in Hobart, with a goal of ultimately restoring nearly 350 acres of various native wooded and wetland habitat types. State Representative Pete Visglosky says the project will improve the environment and the overall economy of the area.
Too often we look at places such as this as a dump site in Northwest Indiana. I'm convinced that what you have done here today is changing it. That you'll see an area-wide marsh preserve.
Hobart Mayor Brian Snedecor says it took a while to put the pieces together, but with the work of local, state, and federal officials, along with the community, the final result will benefit all.
And this is really a kind of a textbook project that other communities should maybe look at, because when you get that kind of input, yes, sometimes it may take longer to get it done, but when it does get to the finish line, it's a product that everybody can say, hey, this is going to be a good project.
Along with enhancing, restoring, and preserving the Hobart Marsh, the project will improve structural components with new signs, fences, off-road vehicle barriers, and three new visitor parking lots. For Lakeshore Public Radio in Hobart, I'm Dan Clark.